parlor town. It was dirty, angry, dying. It had old prostitutes and young junkies, rich bookies and poor gamblers. The men drank until their dreams stopped keeping them up. The women pushed around the dust with old brooms, and the kids talked about leaving until they grew old and died. It was a city full of crime and empty of hope. It was this hole in the soul of the world that Stella Decker and Macy Hayes crawled out of. Two restless spirits with more courage than sense, and more passion than love. Together in the loneliness, they started Decker and Hayes, a private investigation agency for the financially secure and spiritually desperate. Now the alluring Tess Nichols had hired them to investigate the death of her corrupt husband, whose fortune in life had been lost in curious circumstances. At her tearful behest, they set out for answers as a blizzard covers Parlor Town like a gravedigger with something to prove. Inquiries had led them nowhere fast, and the time had come for some lunch.
Look, we know where this goes. Batman has kryptonite. Kryptonite kills Superman. Superman's down in 10 seconds. End of story.
Only if Batman knows he's coming. Superman's the fastest man on Earth. He can get the jump on him, no problem.
First of all, the Flash is the fastest man on Earth. Second, you're wrong.
You're just too stubborn to admit that I'm right.
You're just too stupid to realize you've lost.
I must be stupid to keep loving you.
Jerk.
Candy thighs.
Fine, you win.
Afternoon, ladies. What all can I get you?
A mushroom omelet, french fries instead of hash browns, and a root beer. Burger for you, hon?
Yeah, and a coffee, please.
Coming right up.
So what do you think of Nichols?
Never thought of you as the kind of girl who'd go for a threesome, sugar.
I meant the husband. Any idea about what's going on?
Got nothing. Some broken plates in a dumpster. Someone went through it before or after the body was stashed. Beyond that, I'm in the dark.
Could it be the diner owner? Stiffener? Whatever his name is?
Stickler.
Yeah, him. He said himself he went back to throw out the porcelain. How did he miss a dead body?
Yeah, now that I think about it.
That doesn't prove anything, though. Guy seems pretty jaded. Lived here so long. He doesn't see anything that might be trouble.
Which means he'll be no help at all. Great. It's like Parlor Town, some kind of game show where being useless makes you win. We keep running into returning champions.
Hey, as long as the lady's paying us, it can take as long as it has to.
And speak of the devil.
Hello, Miss Decker, Miss Hayes. I was walking by and saw you in here. Thought you might have some good news.
I'm sorry, Miss Nichols.
Tess, please.
Tess, we know a little more, but there's not much in the way of progress.
Oh, dear. This is awful. Poor Jack.
Don't worry, Tess. We'll crack this wide open. No problem.
Oh, I hope so. Sorry, it's just been so horrible. I can barely sleep knowing his killer is still out there somewhere. Do you mind if I smoke?
No problem. Go ahead.
That's a very nice cigarette case, Miss Nichols.
What? Oh, thank you. It was a wedding present from a family friend.
With your initials, TWN?
Yes, the W is my maiden name.
I thought as much. I'll meet you back in the office, Stella. Miss Nichols.
What was that all about?
Not sure. Still, she's got that look.
What look?
The look she gets when she's got an idea she doesn't like. I've seen that look before. I'll never forget the first time I saw her have it.
When was that?
The day she met me.
Mushroom omelet and burger.
Macy Hayes walked back to the blue diner with murder in her eyes and on her mind. Wheels spun, pieces fit into place. She wasn't sure she wanted to see it through, but she'd promised herself long ago that nothing would ever be left unsaid, no matter what the cost.
I remember you. You were with that Decker girl.
Yes, I'm Macy Hayes. I was wondering if I could talk with the waitress who was on duty last night.
The police already did that. She's busy now.
Oh, just one or two questions. I won't be any bother.
She'll be in the back. Make it quick.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm a people person. Helping's what I do.
Macy made her way to the back, where a pretty young redhead was stacking some plates. The curve of her neck was slightly like Stella's, but Macy pushed that thought aside. She had work to do. She put a hand on her purse, which contained her makeup, her knitting, and her gun. The soft green paisley gave no hint of the lethal weapon inside. It was kind of like Macy herself, really.
Can I help you, miss?
I hope so. I'd like to ask you about the night Jack Nichols was murdered.
I already told the policeman. He sat there for a while, ate the blue plate special, and left.
You're lying.
What?
You're lying. Tell me what really happened.
Why do you say that?
Your body gives you away. Little ticks, your eyes shift, you're playing with your hair, your pulse is racing. You must think I'm stupid to lie to my face and not think I'd catch it. You're going to tell me what the truth is right now, or I'll drag you down to the precinct house and get the cops to beat it out of you.
You wouldn't dare.
Probably not. I could just beat it out of you right here. I don't have to leave any marks.
No, please. I'll talk.
I knew you would. He wasn't alone, was he?
For an hour or so he was. Then a man came in. Tall guy with long fingers and a trench coat. Sat at his table and they talked for a while.
Older man, gray eyes.
Couldn't tell you about the eyes. He was wearing tinted glasses.
Little round ones?
That's the guy. He talks to Nichols for maybe 2 hours, ordered hot water, sat there sipping at it while he talked. Nichols looked more and more scared. Then they both get up, pay, and leave. As he walks out, the tall guy gives me this look. God, I can feel it through the glasses. Just thinking about it freaks me out. And says, I wasn't here.
Dry, quiet voice, right?
Yeah. Jeez. Haven't been sleeping right since then. You know the guy?
Macy leveled a gaze at the waitress that seemed to bore right through her and into the wall behind her.
No.
Macy made her way back to the front, smiling lightly at Stickler.
Find what you need, Miss Hayes?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
As Macy made her way back to the office of Decker and Hayes, Stella had finished lunch with Tess and returned there herself. Tommy Potsdam, their secretary, was crouched in front of an open drawer, filing some paperwork away. Stella walked past him toward her office, but stopped as she noticed something different.
Tommy?
Yes, Miss Decker?
Is that a hickey on your neck?
No, ma'am.
A hickey, Tommy? Pretty good one, too. Sometimes they bite too hard. I hate that. So where'd you get it?
It's nothing, Miss Decker.
Come on, Tommy. What's the harm? Just us guys here.
Well, I had a date last night. A girl I met at my night class.
Girls! Excellent choice. What's her name?
Rhiannon.
Rhiannon?
Her parents were going to go with Sarah, but they thought it was too common.
Well, I've heard worse, I guess. What's she like?
Kinda tall, about an inch shorter than me, and really pretty.
Got some curve on her?
Oh, yes. Like a Meng vase. I thought girls like her only came in magazines.
Nice. How's she to talk to?
Meh. A little scatterbrained. She'd be brilliant if she could focus for long enough.
Aw, too bad. Well, can't have everything. Although I guess you came pretty close last night, huh?
Well, she isn't much for a conversation.
Good job, Tommy boy. Oh, hey, baby. How's the goose chase going?
Huh? Oh, yeah, fine. I need to make a call, though. Give me a few minutes.
Okay, sure. Man, I wonder what's on her mind.
She looked kind of worried.
Yeah.
Listen, Miss Stecker, you won't talk to Miss Hayes about it, will you?
My lips are sealed, Tommy. Now, tell me more about your lovely lady.
Macy closed and locked the door to the office she shared with Stella behind her. She sat down, pulled out a cigarette, and lit up. Didn't take long to get her pacing back and forth across the floor. Her mind was filled with old memories and blue porcelain, corrupt businessmen in dumpsters and secretive men in trench coats. When she reached the end of her first cigarette, she lit another. Two became three, became four as she picked up the phone and dialed from memory a number she thought she'd forgotten.
Come on. Come on. Don't disappear when I need you, damn it.
Lexa and Cross, how may I help you?
I'd like to speak to Anthony Cross, please.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm afraid Dr. Cross is in a meeting right now.
It's urgent. Could you tell him it's Macy Hayes, please?
Please hold.
Minton half crawled past like a year as Macy stood in the office, cradling the phone receiver in one hand and crushing out her cigarette with the other. The clock on the wall seemed to slow and stop as she ground the butt into the ashtray on her desk. Finally, the music stopped, and a voice she'd prayed she'd never hear again came over the line, quiet and dry, like a snake with a secret to tell.
Lolita, it's been too long.
Not long enough.
You haven't changed a bit, I see.
Cut the crap, Paladin. I'm not in the mood.
How have you been, dear? Do you still have that dog I bought you?
I said cut the crap, Paladin. What do you know about Jack Nichols' murder?
The silence was deafening. For a moment, Macy felt like time itself had stood still, until she felt a bead of sweat run down the side of her face. She realized her hand was shaking. When Cross spoke again, her heart almost stopped.
Well, Lolita, the prodigal daughter returns at last, with the most awkward questions. You never did know when to keep your nose out of other people's business.
The snow keeps falling on Parlor Town, and the questions get harder. Who is Dr. Anthony Cross? Is Macy more involved in the Nichols murder than anyone knew? What is the significance of Tess W. Nichols? Will Tommy and Rhiannon go steady? Tune in next week for the next episode of Decker and Hayes, The Girl Next Door.